Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's my final radio transmission of Big 2011. And we descend into 2012. I don't buy into all the Mayan calendar mumbo-jumbo, but the globalists in the UN certainly do, the occultists that run this planet, and they are just skittering around trying to get their world police state and massive World War III bloodletting extravaganza fiasco lined up for everyone. And we've got quite the transmission lined up for you. You know, for the first, I don't know, 13 years or so of my radio broadcast, or 14 years, I did 3 hours every day. And then for a couple of years, I went to 4 hours. And so a lot of stations are programmed to pick up the full 4 hours. And some days I do the fourth hour. Most days I don't. But today I will be doing the fourth hour. And for stations that go off at the third hour, that's fine. It's always archived at prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com with the free audio podcast right there. But we do have a big broadcast lined up for you today, and it will be the last radio show of 2011, obviously, because tomorrow is the big run-up to New Year's Eve. And then on Sunday, why, it'll be January 1st, 2012. So quite interesting to have that approaching us. Before we know it, it'll be 2013, and according to the mainstream media, we won't be here anymore. You know what? I'm making a New Year's resolution that I'm not going to use the term mainstream media. I have had that beaten into my head over the years. We all have. And it's become a term that means discredited, that means simpering, that means deceptive. That means that it is bought and paid for. But it's not mainstream media. It is zombie brainwashing transmissions. It is the system that attempts to keep people in their cultural, psychological, spiritual trance state that the general public that's not fully awakened is in. Now, the public has woken up to the fact that government's run by a bunch of lying criminals. And that's in all the polls and statistics. But the people have no idea, on average, just how rancid this rabbit hole is. They're just smelling around the hole, the entrance, and smell the stench of rotten meat and hear the howls of pain down the verminous entrance, the verminous, viperous, cavernous opening. But if you try to plumb the depths of it, it is bottomless, because evil is bottomless in its inventiveness and its endless grasping for more carnage, more pain, more destruction, and its attacks on everything good and decent. And it is the naivete of those of us that are good that allows this great evil to grow at an exponential growth curve. Okay, I'm going to stop preaching. It's just when you behold the beast, you're in wonderment. Just as I guess one of the prophets was on the Isle of Patmos. John the Revelator was in awe and marveled at the beast. And let me tell you, if you even see one millionth of the New World Order for your own eyes, you will be in wonderment as well. I guess you'd be in wonderment if you watched a baby, a newborn baby, fed into a blender. That doesn't quite capture it, but it gives you the subtle hint, the first trappings of a scent. We're going to break. When we come back, we'll tell you who's up today on the transmission. Oh, it's a big broadcast today. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five guests and your phone calls and the remnant of the so-called mainstream media's attack on myself and Ron Paul, Slimeball, Mr. Matthews.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Got multiple TVs on, monitoring the dinosaur mind control media, and we were able to DVR Ron Paul signing a Infowars.com t-shirt, and we just showed you some of that. And if you're a new radio listener and you're going, you just showed us that? Wow, radio with pictures. Yes, that's what the 21st century is, and I've been doing this for 16 years or more. But now you see every other radio talk show host moving in that direction, not just with a document cam or a studio cam, but with multiple 5-camera shoots, media feeds in to track it in real time, all of it right here, in-studio guest, you name it. That is what we have pioneered here at Infowars.com. So if you are a radio listener on XM or AM or FM out there or shortwave, you can always go to PrisonPlanet.tv and actually watch the 3-hour radio show as well. And this will be the last radio show of 2011. And so it's quite a whopper. I'm doing a 4th hour today that'll be PrisonPlanet.tv and internet only. I know actually it's on the satellite, so some stations do carry the 4th hour. But we'll be doing a full 4 hours today, and then I'll do my final media operation of 2011, the InfoWars Nightly News this evening. We have Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst and morning briefer to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, on a breakdown of what's happening with Iran and the Strait of Hormuz drills they're doing, and the U.S. aircraft carrier a day and a half ago that went through the middle of their drills in a big provocation. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, of course, coming out a week ago and saying that we're ready to attack Iran and probably will. The Council on Foreign Relations a week ago officially with the headline, "Time to Attack Iran." That's the headline. Israel's saying they're ready, and it's on. It's on, and of course the establishment will undoubtedly stage some domestic terror attacks and use that to then have the TSA activate on the streets, which they're already beta testing, and the hands are going in the pants. And again, to explain what's happening with all of this, the global megabanks that are setting up the New World Order world government system in their own documents that are public are waging war against all nation states, against the family, against farmers, against Amish, against sovereign countries, against anything that hasn't been taken over by them. It's a total domination corporate takeover model of the species, of the genetic code, of the environment, GMO, forced inoculations. It is total scientific tyranny in their own words. That's what they call it, a scientific dictatorship in their own UN documents, Club of Rome, that we've covered here at nauseam. This is what you're dealing with. Absolute, total rewriting of the planet, of life, of the family, the end of humanity as we know it. That's the New World Order. It's a bold goal. But the British royalty and others 160 years ago went to the top professors in England, we cover it in Endgame, and said, we have a global empire. Show us how to scientifically deconstruct humanity so it's impossible to resist. And the establishment said, well, we're going to study that for you, scientific system. And they wrote hundreds and hundreds of books on it. And that is the system we now live under. And we're very deep into it. And somebody like Ron Paul comes along and says the emperor is not wearing any clothes, like in the Emperor's New Clothes parable. It's a three-year-old, you know, points out and says the emperor is wearing no clothes. But no one else wanted to admit he was running around in parades in his underwear. That's simplifying the parable. If you don't know it, go look it up. It'll describe what we're dealing with. And they howl with anger and say it is insane. And that, you know, Ron Paul is just a horrible demon who is so extreme. But the truth is, the people running our government, I saw an RT interview a few days ago with Richard Perle saying, yes, we're getting ready to attack Iran, one of the main architects of the Iraq war. This is a guy who's even been in the New York Times, they've reported, comes up to good-looking women at D.C. cocktail parties. And, I mean, he looks like a 400-pound demon with giant black circles around his eyes. He talks with a lisping bad guy voice. He is everything that evil is, a big demonic wimp. And he comes up to good-looking women and goes from woman to woman and says, I devastated Iraq. I've killed, you know, I basically have killed millions. I'm powerful. And the women almost vomit on him, even though they're, you know, sycophantic globalists. They understand this is disgusting. This is a big, nerdly, obese wimp who couldn't fight his way out of a invisible bag, a non-existent paper bag. He couldn't win a fight with the atmosphere, with a vapor. And he walks up bragging about how he's got power and kills people. I mean, this is what good people's weakness has created. Fat, weak, disgusting, demonic blobs who looks like a overgorged vampire that's like eating 5,000 children or something, and loves his own voice and has that same Dick Cheney, you know, affected voice, like it's all real calculated and thought out. No. You got a bunch of spiritually blind people, and you're not powerful because you can lead them over the edge of a cliff, boy. Okay? I see you. I see how pathetically weak you are. And I see Chris Matthews and how pathetically weak you are. And when Chris Matthews talked about yours truly, you could see the fear in his eyes. They are scared. You know why? Because they got one that can see. They got one that doesn't care about their torture squads and their death squads, who isn't afraid of them, and who is just standing right in their face. I'm not up here bragging, beating my chest, saying, bring it on. I'm not saying bring it on. I'm bringing it to you. Okay, I'm committed. I got my helmet on, I got my breastplate on, I got my sword, and I'm coming at you, and I'm not going to stop. I'm committed. You know why? Because it's a good feeling. My soul, when I'm not fearful, my soul, when I'm focused and committed for all the innocence that you maggots have fed on, my soul says, good job. And the universe looks at me and says, yes. And I can feel that connection. And that's what it's all about, is the choice I've made. And by the way, folks, if you think you're on the side of good, you think you've made that choice, if you are not compelled, possessed, driven to fight evil and corruption, and when you do wrong, if your conscience doesn't anguish you, then you are not living in the light. And I'm going to stop preaching right there. Just in these times, it comes down to good and evil. It comes down to good and evil. It comes down to good and evil and recognizing evil. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. And even if you don't believe in a physical, spiritual entity, the point is that's how evil operates. That's how psychopaths operate, wearing their suits and ties, driving their conservatives' cars. You know, good at talking to the cops, good at talking to their neighbors, silver-tongued, but they're devils. Yeah, I got wise, as Elvis said. You're a devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. And I am coming at you, coming at you, coming at you, coming straight on. And I am here to get others to stand up and to wake up and to activate and come straight on for you. Now, I'm going to get into the incredible record gun sales. I'm going to get into the amazing Iran news. We've got Gerald Celente coming on again to give us, he didn't finish all his trends for 2012. Lindsey Williams coming back on with his trends for 2012 and to take your phone calls. Bob Chapman, we'll have open phones for that. And I go into fourth hour. Gary Franchi, who's running that great TV ad showing the black fellow that the racist at the hospital wouldn't take care of him, but Ron Paul would, and then waive the bill. So just, and by the way, out of folks that know Ron Paul, that's what he did. He would volunteer about a third of his time, like you're supposed to, at charity hospitals. By the way, my dad always has done that. And then others don't do what they're supposed to, so he's always mobbed by people wanting free dentistry. But that's what you're supposed to do when you sign up as a physician. And that's what Ron Paul says. Well, that's what we do. In some cases, you know, especially if you work for a company that doesn't even allow you to discount it down to 100% because there's labs and equipment cost and instrument cost and got to pay your employees. My dad constantly, and I shouldn't say this on air because then more people come, you know, would actually just, and many times just paid for people's health care. You know, actually gone even further. But that's what Ron Paul was well known for, working for $2 a day in a charity hospital, $2 a day. And then separately having his own practice. Okay, that's what humanity's about. And we've got Franchi coming on about that with the Super PAC. And I know a lot of our listeners have supported it. But when we come back, I'm going to play the sniveling creature. I almost wish he had the light of burning enjoyment of what he's doing. It's almost more creepy that you can see that Matthews is this empty teleprompter reading Democratic Party operative husk who is just part of the system and is scared and going along with it. Most of these people are just ghoul, golem-like slaves to the evil. I can't imagine how hellish their lives must be. I cannot imagine what it's like to be on your back 100% to every form of evil. I mean, Chris Matthews is just such a truly psychically and spiritually crippled person. He's a mess. There are people like Pearl who enjoy the evil and are gorged on it, and I can hate them because they're just a pure demonic creature. But when you look at Matthews, he's this person who you know once had some humanity, and you can see the humanity twisted through him, and you can, it's just like a wreck. It's like a burnout old classic car, you know, that like rats are nesting in or something. It's unbelievable. So we're going to play him, and he goes to this lazy-eyed, dim-witted twit with the appeal to authority and ask, is Alex Jones and Ron Paul credible what they're saying? I mean, it is pathetic how weak they are. I mean, these people are sick.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Minicourse at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Normally wouldn't even get into what old dinosaur propaganda arm zombie programming media engages in. It's not mainstream media. For years, they've had tiny audiences. Infowars.com alone is it's roughly 15 times the visitors. You can go to Alexa.com or Google Analytics than MSNBC.com does. Their top shows might have a couple hundred thousand viewers. They are a joke. They are a joke. This show has 3 million a day. I've got films online with 35, 40 million views. But when he goes to Iowa for his little meeting, Chris Matthews There's all these Iowans, well-meaning people. They're like, it's exciting and clapping. Oh, my gosh, they're in a little cafe with Chris Matthews. It's so amazing. I mean, they could be on some local radio show and probably have more listeners. But they're all there. They're on national TV. So it's the ghost of what it was to be on television in, say, the 70s, where you had three networks and there were probably 40 million people watching the nightly news. And you notice it was the same script on every channel. All Department of Defense, brainwashing, Pentagon, anti-American, baloney. The foreign banks took us over a long time ago. All these wars are about destroying America, destroying Iran, destroying all these countries. The bankers sit above it and play us off against each other. And Matthews knows that. He was a top advisor to Jimmy Carter. Matthews knows all of this is pure bull. He knows he's there sniping at a good man like Ron Paul. So they imply he's a big racist all day. And then they shift into, what about the extremism? And he talks to the Republican Party chairman there, who actually overall seemed pretty fair, and said, I don't think it's kooky to like Ron Paul. You know, people have their right to like him if they do. But then he has this other media pundit there with one of the so-called MSM groups. And you just look at her, and I'm not trying to be mean to her, but I mean, I wonder if she knows how to tie her shoelaces. And then Matthews asked her in this appeal to authority as they all prop each other up with their little dwindling, tiny remnant audiences, the shadow of what they were. Well, is it credible that he's saying that it's baloney, the whole Iranian plot on the Alex Jones show? And she's like, I don't know that it is. Now, what's funny is in our article about this, we have Chris Matthews' attempts to destroy Ron Paul's campaign, devotes large portion of program to latest smear attempt. You know, they act like we're crazy to say that was staged with the Iranian car salesman. But then we have under it the New York Times saying no one was buying it. Here it is, New York Times. U.S. challenge to explain accusations of Iranian plot in the face of skepticism. And it goes through all these Bush, Clinton officials saying it's bull. It goes through, I mean, Anthony Schaefer, Colonel Schaefer, talked to the FBI. They said it was made up. And it turned out it was made up. Again, verified reality. And they say, ooh, Ron Paul, this is crazy. So let's go ahead and go to a small clip of them trying to control reality and dictate to you from their perch that they control reality. And if they say black is white, it is, because Chris, control freak, chicken neck Matthews, said so. Here it is.
Difficulty, of course he would.
Aaron, well, look, what about with the young people? Would they still say, well, maybe there is something to these theories?
I don't think they're paying close attention to that thing. But also, look, there are 5 days left until the caucuses. When Herman Cain was being targeted for the allegations of sexual harassment, it took a month for him to fall down in the polls and get out of the race. We only have 5 days left.
So you think bad news about a candidate can't, in the short term, bring him down?
Well, in this point, we're talking about Rick Perry changing his position on abortion and talking about whether or not Romney can now win Iowa. All these other things that are happening, okay, these dynamics the last few days, I don't think
that's going to
happen.
Let's go to some evidence here. Ron Paul has never endorsed the 9/11 Truth movement explicitly, but when offered the chance to repudiate those theories, the ones like the White House had something to do with blowing up the World Trade Centers, here's what he said. Let's watch as he responds when confronted with a question about 9/11.
Why don't you come out and tell the truth about 9/11?
Because I can't handle the controversy. I have the Federal Reserve to deal with, just to deal with, because I just have more too many things on my plate.
Ron Paul is also a repeat guest on the radio show of Alex Jones, now, who has suggested the United States government was involved in 9/11 attacks. Earlier this month, Ron Paul discussed with Jones the recent plot, allegedly by Iranian operatives, to assassinate the Saudi ambassador in Washington. Paul called the whole story that they were out to get the Saudi ambassador a propaganda stunt. Let's listen to the two of them, Alex Jones and Ron Paul.
There was this so-called attempt to kill the Saudi or the Iranian ambassador, you know, that kind of stuff is just way too much.
Even mainstream media had to admit that was totally phony and a pretext to attack Iran.
Yeah, that was the real excuse to blame it on. It's just another propaganda stunt, as far as I'm concerned.
So the government of the United States is...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Say 2011, more than any other year, has been when the New World Order global technocrats came out in the open. Thousands of articles, literally, in the last year, I mean hundreds and hundreds a week, where they just say, yes, there's a private corporate world government, kind of like The Economist magazine last month. We showed it to you here on air and read the quotes where they said, in fact, I ought to dig that back out. I know it was in here. In fact, here it is right here. Still haven't got it out of the office. Here's the issue of The Economist. It comes out weekly. This was the November 19th to the 25th edition. And in here they say, technocracy was run by the communists and others, but that's basically what we need. And they know best, and this is what we're going to have to do in Europe and the U.S. and worldwide. Governments are just going to have to be rubber stamps to the experts. Oh, the experts that just so happen to be control freak, finance oligarch, Ponzi scheme creators who rationalize all their destructive activity through a cosmology of social Darwinistic eugenics. I mean, that's what they're into. It's a cosmology of psychopath, sadist, and an army of sociopaths that work for them. You're like, oh, don't say it's that bad. Have you ever read a history book? I mean, do you know what happened in the last century? Governments killed over 200 million people. Government is the number one cause of death, of unnatural death. I mean, it's second to none, but it's right there with automobiles. But, you know, we die because we like to drive, and I understand it. Life's about a risk-taking. But government killing you, working you to death in a slave camp, that is a bona fide fact. And the Founding Fathers warned us about government being the most dangerous thing for special interests to get control of it. Because then you don't have to make a better car engine or come out with a better book or a better philosophy or a better baseball or a better mousetrap. No, you just run the government. You run everything. This is high-tech tyranny with super fancy public relations. But the public relations is wearing thin. So now in 2011, they passed NDAA, and they said, yeah, there's a world government privately run. We're getting rid of freedom. And, yeah, we'll secretly arrest citizens if we want. And, yeah, we are setting up checkpoints everywhere. And, yeah, we are going to probably have a bank holiday and in the future and devalue the dollar. A couple days ago, we read from Bernanke's speeches where he said he will devalue the dollar. And then separately, he has his talking head saying, we're not devaluing. But when he actually goes and talks to the economist, he tells the truth on C-SPAN like real people, you know, out there in the street aren't watching that. So they have the stuff they put on ABC and Fox News, and then that's pure bull. And then they have, when they're actually talking to each other at meetings, they'll even put it on TV, knowing maybe 50,000 people are watching it, and so what? They won't understand what they're hearing. This is what's crazy about what we're talking about. Now, coming up after Gerald Celente leaves us here in just about 30 minutes, Iran is launching the seventh day of its naval drills with hellebore operations. Gun sales hit all-time records. 1,534,000 FBI checks for gun sales. They sold 500-plus thousand in a six-day period. And in a survey, they said because they're worried about civil unrest and a collapsing government. The American people, folks, know the government's criminal, and it's not going to get away with its martial law scenario. We're going to talk about that, too. But joining us is Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com to go over his 12 trends of 2012 coming up, because he only got to a few of them. I'd like him to start over and go through those with us today, TrendsResearch.com. Gerald, thanks for joining us today.
Always my pleasure, Alex. And just to let you know, I've turned down a number of requests for interviews on the major media on TV because I just don't want to associate with them anymore. And so I'd much rather be on with you and others like you. And so that's part of my New Year's resolution. They keep calling me up and asking me to come on, and I just tell them I'm busy, I'm not coming on, and that's the end of it. I'm not going to be a part of that scam anymore, and it doesn't do anybody any good, even though it's very beneficial financially for me to do it. It's just not worth it, and I'd rather be on with you, who tells it like it is and makes it so clear and put your neck on the line, because this thing is going down and there are very few people like yourself that are willing to really tell the truth about how bad it really is, and then people like myself who do trend forecasting to say how bad it's going to get.
Well, yes, sir, and again, we appreciate you. People need to appreciate Ron Paul, yourself, myself, and others who are willing to state the obvious fact, because it's only going to make things worse if we don't face the hard facts. But I think you've hit on something central here, Gerald, and I'd like you to expand on this and then get into your trends for 2012 and the report that you're sharing with us here today. Looking at the so-called mainstream media, I am going to stop using that term in 2012 because, as you've coined, they're prostitutes. And they are bought and paid for, and their audiences are dwindling because people are becoming aware of this. And I think ostracizing them is something I do a lot now when they call me occasionally to come on. I just don't even return their calls in many cases because they really are a joke, and it's time that MSM label go away, and they really are prostitutes.
That's all they are. And look at what happened with the National Defense Authorization Act. It barely got any coverage at all. And by the way, in this new Trends Journal, the one coming out, the top trends of 2012, as you well know, we're talking about safe havens. And people keep coming to me and say, how about Argentina? I said, you know, I was down there about a year and a half ago, and it's not the right place. Anything could change at any time. And they have really a history of clamping down on people. But a lot of people are still going down there. Well, guess what they just came out with 2 days ago? They passed a law that copies the National Defense Authorization Act and then trumps it. Do you remember my story of telling you about my last episode and trying to get my money out of the bank with HSBC?
Yes, sir.
Well, now in Argentina, you could get 15 years in jail for taking your money out of the bank if they don't like the way you're taking it out. You can get 15 years in jail now in Argentina for protesting against the government. What I'm saying is, Alex, it's clamping down all over the world. In Hungary, democracy is shot. They have this government in there, and the last several weeks, they've been jamming through legislation that's cutting out other opposition media. It's putting clamps on people's dissent. It's going on worldwide. And the reason it's clamping down, as they've done with here in the good old USSA, is because they know that the financial Ponzi scheme is collapsing, and they are going to do everything they can to quell dissent.
You're right, Gerald. And people always say, you know, let's get out of the country. My wife has said that before. She's very intelligent, and I understand the instinct. CNN and others, other globalist outlets have reported that there are record numbers of people leaving. But the issue is, this is a global corporate kleptocrat model. There's global standardization. And as you pointed out, the exact same stuff's being done in Eastern Europe, in Costa Rica, in Central America, in Australia, in Germany, in England. It's all carbon copy. And there's the headline, New Argentine Law Adopted, Broad Definition of Terrorism, Including Taking Your Money Out of the Bank. So that's it. I mean, worldwide authoritarianism is here because the very same financial crooks are running it. And so we got to stand and fight, basically.
Yes, and let's, again, we'll call them by their proper name, the money changers. That's all they are. And as a matter of fact, there's another wonderful little article you should Google up on Bloomberg about how they call the people that dissent against the very greedy taking all the money. And remember that we have an income disparity here that rivals that of Iran and China, Zimbabwe. And I'm not making that up. That's according to the CIA fact book.
And then fake conservatives spin it like, oh, well, that's free market. There's no reason people should be mad they're so poor. No, there's no reason all the jobs were shipped to China. There's no reason. Meanwhile, these guys are getting rich off corporate welfare, but you'll never hear the pimps posing as conservatives on radio who are attacking Ron Paul admit that to their audience.
Right. So if you Google up this, you'll see that people like Jamie Dimon and this guy Marcus, who created Home Depot. Home Depot, Lowe's, aren't they wonderful? They put all of the people that used to own hardware stores out of business because they know how to do the big deals. He says that people like you and I or others that complain about this, you know who we are? We're imbeciles. That's right. They create jobs. You have these jerks that are saying things in this article in Bloomberg that when they call us imbeciles, like this one guy, I think his name is Cooperman or something, a hedge fund guy, and he says, don't these people understand? We make it possible so they could stock the shelves with Christmas stuff. No, you don't. You're a hedge fund guy. You're a gambler. And the gambling club is very tight, and you're all doing deals with each other. So let's make this really clear. You're not the best and the brightest. You're high-stakes gamblers that'll screw your mother to make money because Mr. Cooperman or Mr. Marcus or Jamie Dimon, You're just like John Corzine, MF. You're a bunch of MF money junkies. And you want it all, just like any heroin addict. So I suggest you look up that article, and as we go into the new year, we have to put the proper name on these people. As you said, they're prostitutes in the media. They're money changers and loan sharks. They are not bankers.
Yeah, a banker is somebody who actually loans you some money at a low, reasonable rate in your town to build something. But the mega banks on record are trying to shut down all the small banks and credit unions. They're trying to mop up any competition. But, Gerald, expanding on your trends, I want to start getting into the 12, you know, recapping some of the first we covered and get into the six or so we didn't the other day. That's why you're back here with us breaking this down. But here's CNN. Gun sales at record levels, according to FBI background checks. And it says that 1,534,413, but they have actuaries. That's just for the FBI background check. So they estimate more than 2 million guns were sold in December, an all-time record breaking previous records. And they've done surveys here asking people why they are buying guns, and they say they believe there's going to be a collapse and that they don't trust the government. Look, folks. It's another illusion when we say nobody's waking up or my neighbors laugh at me. You may have some, you know, addled, brainwashed neighbor who buys into this, but they are the minority. Most people just don't trust their neighbors, so they act dumb. Most people, okay, and most police I talk to and most military, and look at how they give most of their money to Ron Paul. That's proof right there. Politically in the campaign are totally waking up, Gerald. What's your view on just the absolute breakneck arming that the American people are doing?
Well, first of all, as you were talking about government before and summing it up, you know, John Anthony West, who I work with, my colleague for over 30 years, he summed it up very well. He said government is nothing more than 24/7 extortion. That's all it is. So as you're reading the report about the people buying guns, it's our third trend. It's called climax time. In 2012, many of the long simmering socioeconomic and geopolitical trends that we have forecast and tracked will come to a climax. Some will arrive with a big bang and others less dramatically, but no less consequentially. So the people in their gut, they know it's collapsing, and they're taking preparations for the worst. And the worst is coming upon us.
Well, let's start at the beginning. Let's race through the 12 trends here, Gerald.
Well, the first one, of course, is economic martial law. I'm warning people, as I've said, I've been having difficulty getting my money out of the bank, and people are emailing me every day and telling me of their problems as well. So, again, I don't give financial advice. You know my motto, think for yourself. All I'm saying is that the whole European system is collapsing. We saw that phony bond sale the other day, the last 2 days in Italy. Here the ECB dumped $600 billion into the banks so they could buy bonds. So this is collapsing. I believe they're going to call an economic martial law. The second trend, battlefield America. As you well know and have been well talking about, and you're doing a great job with your writers in detailing what the National Defense Authorization Act is. The battlefield America is being put in place, I believe, to take care of the economic martial law, because there's going to, just imagine if the nation shuts down, the chaos that we're going to see. And from the martial law, the economic martial law. And so things are being put in place, which brings me to the third trend, which is climax. This is the year it all starts falling apart. There are no green shoots. There is no recovery. As you pointed out, those phony little numbers they throw out there, you know, like housing starts, you know. Oh, yeah, they're up a little bit. But the whole thing is really going down. Housing prices have fallen worse than they have during the Great Depression. What more do people have to know? And it's not only in the U.S., it's everywhere. And those bubbles now that they created in other countries to try to prop it up, those real estate bubbles, they're collapsing as well. The next trend, you talked about it a bit, and it's the technocrat takeover. And again, it's fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. Let's stop calling them technocrats. Who's in Italy? Mario Three-Card Monty. Who's over in Greece? Greece, the cradle of democracy. Here's to you, democracy. We just put in a technocrat. Papademos, where's he from? Oh, this cat, actually, he did a stint with the Federal Reserve. You mean Mr. Salenti? Both of those guys are bankers? That's right. The money changers have taken over the temple in Athens, the temple in Rome, and of course the temple in Berlin, in Paris, the U.S., everywhere. It's not a technocratic takeover. It's the end of the far democracy that they've tried to tell us that we have, and it's fascism. Capisce? Let's call it what it is, Mario Monti. You should know. It's happening everywhere.
You're right. Stay there. More trends straight ahead. Gerald Salente. We'll be right back.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't forget, my friends, you can go to trendsresearch.com and subscribe to get the trend alerts and also the quarterly journals, invaluable in-depth analysis and information. And don't forget, we're going to go ahead and run it a bit into the new year here. All 18 of my films on DVD, over 70% off. The Alex Jones Everything Special, $99.95. And the profit we do make goes into this news operation that is the real, true media in the face of the globalist. We also have a 15-day free trial we've instituted again because it was so popular for folks that want to see the nightly news and more, prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, Gerald, racing here. We haven't even gotten into the trends yet that you didn't cover when you were on last time, so please continue.
The next big one is repatriate, repatriate. The only way things are going to come back to the way this country used to be, and at one time, and I'm old enough to remember, and many people are, when people could have a job and live a comfortable middle-class life, is when manufacturing and the core of engineering and service sectors in the most highest levels were in America. We're 312 million people strong. It's time we bring the manufacturing back and deal with each other, do business with each other, rather than doing it with the Chinese, with the Indonesians, with the Vietnamese, and the rest. So the repatriate, repatriate trend is the other side of globalization. It's already beginning to happen with the awakening of buying local. So what we're saying is now is the time to start reversing this. Made in USA is going to be big business for anybody that understands it. A next trend, and they all tie together, by the way. You can look around the world. It's not only in the United States. There's talk of the breakup of the European Union. India is splintering into many different parts. Spain continues the secessionist movements. You're seeing it happening worldwide in places that you never thought it would happen before. Belgium, you go down the list. We believe, and you said it before when you were talking about the Economist piece, about how the technocrats can tell us what we should do. It's Big Brother, USSR, Soviet Union mentality. And what happens with it? It starts to break up. Secessionism movement worldwide in the United States is going to start gaining strength in 2012. The reason why it died, it was picking up steam under the Bush administration, is because when people were tired with Bush, remember Bush got booed off the stage on Inauguration Day, is because they got conned into believing that in the words of Obama, he was going to heal the nation and repair the world.
But he was bought and paid for by the very same interests that admit they're setting up an authoritarian system. That's what's amazing about all these articles.
Exactly. So now it brings us to the next trend, and I briefly touched upon it before, safe havens. You know, I tell this story. I used to go out with this wonderful French woman, and it came from a very, very well-to-do Parisian family. Her aunt used to teach at Tufts University. And her aunt was 14 years old when the Germans marched into Paris. And I said to her, Martine, I said, you know, you came from such an affluent family. Her father won the Legion of Honor. You know, this is the kind of family it is. I said, you must have known that the Germans were coming. And she should tell me the story of how her
tell
mother...
Tell you what, stay there. We got to hear it after this one-minute break. Gerald Celente, always riveting, is our guest.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.